Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, a little weird. Coming from the visitor's side, coming out of the first place I got, so definitely a little weird, but cool to be back. It was a great crowd that came out. They put together a nice game plan against me and played a really solid game.
I'd say you thought you threw the ball well, with the exception of getting hurt by Slug with two home runs tonight. Why do you think you struggled in that aspect?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have the best first-in fastball that I've had all year, that's for sure. And against a lineup of eight lefties, that would have been nice to have in my back pocket. So Vogelbach, the heater kind of ran back a little bit. I got beat on a 3-2 change up away. Probably could have gotten that pitch down a little bit better, but whatever. He put a good swing on it. But overall, breaking balls and stuff felt good. I'll go back, watch video, and figure out how to get that forcing going again.
Your ERA is over 6 in the last 5. Is it concerning at all, or do you think you're real close to being where you were?
Somewhere in the middle. I mean, obviously it's concerning. Like, I need to figure it out and make a change. It's a results-oriented league, but at the same time, I feel healthy. I feel like I'm making a lot of quality pitches, but I'm getting burned. It seems like every outing, just on a couple of pitches, with runners on especially. So kind of a give and take. Like, I don't want to go change anything drastic, but it's probably also time to go kind of peel it back a little bit and see what's going on.
Is that something that... Is that something that you go, like, halfway through the season, you go and look and see what is it? Because you can't do the same thing the whole season.
Yeah. There's different things. You can go peel back all the layers. I can look at how every pitch is performing. I can look at where my strengths are, where I want, my forcing to be, where I'm missing, where the damage is happening. Righties, lefties. I can look at different sides of the plate, where the slug is coming from and stuff. So I'll peel it all back and see what we got. I don't think it's like a delivery change or anything. I think it just comes down to execution when it really counts.
James, what did it mean to you to have them play a tribute video, play your warm-up song, etc.?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I used to have my walk-out song play in a visiting stadium, so that was cool. Hopefully I can get like a copy of the video to play, and I'd like to have that for the rest of my life.
Jim, what's the last time you've been to pitch here with the crowd that size?
Maybe the home opener of 2018 or something. That was definitely a nice crowd. We were packing it in. It seemed like there were a lot of Pirates faithful out there, so cool for them.
Jameson, your velocities were up today. Did you feel more amped up with the situation, or was that could have been any number of things there?
I didn't feel necessarily any more amped up, but it was a warm night, really humid. I think it was more about that, just being extremely loose. I've kind of been trending in that direction with the fastball, but the results have been trending the other way with it, so I don't know if it's a good thing.
Jim, with all that you went through during your time here in Pittsburgh, were there a lot of emotions going, through just the last couple of days here?
Well, a little bit. I walked here today and walking under the bridges and stuff, which definitely had me thinking a little bit. Went through a lot here. Made lifelong friends, people I keep in touch with, that have been in these people's weddings, I've watched families grow and stuff, so it's definitely cool to be back. The city always treated me really well, but it's been long enough now where I wasn't super emotional out there or anything.
Oh, O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.